Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Grecian's Gossip. Got the usual crew here: David Byram,
hello;
Jamie Hawkins,
hello;
and Dan Clark,
hello;
and myself, Howard Lloyd. Plenty to discuss. Let's crack on. And good news for City fans: we've got a win to discuss as well. 1-0 over Coventry City on Saturday. All three of you guys were at the game. David, I'll start with you. 1-0. What did you make of it?
Paul Tisdale described it as turgid, and I thought it was quite a decent game myself. Clearly you have different standards of quality. But it was the pitch made for an interesting battle. You know, both teams struggled to deal with it. But City sort of edged out on top, took advantage of a mistake from the Coventry goalkeeper, who looked very ropey with the ball at his feet. And then, neither defence looked entirely comfortable all game, but City managed to see the game out in, I would say, actually relative comfort until the final 5 minutes, where Christy Pym had to make a couple of saves. But before that moment in the second half, he hadn't actually had a lot to do, which, you know, I think the City defence worked a lot better with Dean Moxey at centre-back alongside Troy Hemphill than with Danny Seaborn, who, you know, has failed to properly impress since he returned to the club. A good win and important win as well. Moved City up the table, and Coventry dropped from third, the last automatic spot, to out of the playoffs, which shows how tight it is up there at the moment.
Jamie, David mentioned Christy Pym. He's a player who kind of crops up in this podcast quite often, actually. Always fine. Do you think, I mean, by the looks of it, he had a very solid game, pulled off some big saves at the end. Do you think that will go some way to kind of silencing the one or two doubters he has? Or perhaps the one vocal doubter we have in our office?
I don't think anyone's really questioned his ability. I think it's mainly his distribution, which perhaps still needs some work. I think sometimes when I go to City games, me and my mates will have a little prediction how many times the ball will go out of play. Mm-hmm. But it is improving game by game, but I think he more than makes up for it with some of the saves he's made. One outstanding one at the end of the game, and Coventry, the ball was creeping in, and you know, he did well. From where it looked like it was certainly going in, and then somehow it stayed out. And just wonder how many points it would have dropped if he wasn't playing, or if he had made those saves. So he's certainly a top keeper, arguably City's player of the season, given current form. The fans love him. He's put in some just outstanding performances, and you know, the way it's going, I'm sure there's a few clubs that will be keeping an eye on him in the summer, possibly. But he's been, like, for me, the player of the season.
Mm. Dan, how big a win was that for City, you think?
You think it's, you know, just seeing how tight it is, in particularly behind the first two at the minute. It's, you know, as we sort of, as David said, Coventry were third at the start of play. They're now not even in the playoffs at the end of it, just because they lost. So, you know, there's a lot of sides in and around there who, picking up points. There's not a lot of points between everyone, and, you know, City, they were eighth at the start, they're now up to fifth. So it might only be a point better. It just feels a lot better, and, you know, a bit more comfortable that you're in the playoffs rather than you're outside of the points. And, you know, it was a big win against, you know, one of the sides who are going to be in there up and around you at the end of the season, which, you know, has so long been the case of Exeter beating the sides at the top and then struggling against the sides at the bottom, and been a bit of a reverse this season, you know, not, you know, all those sides in and around the points, they haven't won many a games against them, and obviously with the, you know, trips to Luton and Notts County to come in the next 2 or 3 weeks as well, it's you were looking at that fixture list and sort of thinking, you know, could really struggle, you know, might only be picking up, you know, 1 or 2 points the next month, and, you know, then although you've got an easier run of games to come, you would be then out of the playoffs and chasing it. So it's just important just to get that win, you know, get a clean sheet, keep yourselves, you know, ahead of some of the chasing pack, and, you know, in a position that if you win that Forest Green game, that's been the rearranged game, then you not only stay in the playoffs, you leapfrog another couple of sides and go up to third, and, you know, can chase down Notts County and Luton, who both seem to just be stumbling a little bit at the moment. But, you know, it was a big win for Exeter, and it was really impressive actually how they saw out the game and how professional they were really. And, you know, it's not often we talk about, you know, City time wasting over throw-ins and Christy Pym taking a minute over goal kicks and stuff just to run the clock down and kill the game. But they did that really well on Saturday, and it's not what Portisdale often wants from his sides, but they're learning a bit and being a bit more, you know, a bit more professional, a bit more, you know, take, you know, maybe a bit of gamesmanship, you know, stretching the rules to the limit and, you know, waiting, you know, if the referee's not going to book you for time wasting, then keep doing it and you know, sort of killed the game off, really. In the Coventry, you know, the team and the fans sort of, I think, just got a little bit frustrated and ran out of ideas in the end.
Yeah, along the maybe similar lines, David, City have been perhaps stuttering slightly, produced their best form recently, but how close does that win sort of signal a bit of a return to form, do you think, or is that premature?
Difficult to say, really. You know, they have been playing well at home. They've won 5 on the bounce at home, so it's nothing to do with home form or anything like that. I think, you know, if this continues the good home form, I think we got to wait till a couple of more away games come and we see how City do in those before we can really judge either way, to be honest, I'd say.
And you pointed out that Mark Robbins after the game, he claimed that that Exeter City were there for the taking, I think those were his exact words. Would you agree with that, or what did you make of that assessment?
I don't think either team played especially brilliant, but I thought it was strange coming from a manager who just lost 1-0, and you know, Coventry played all right at times, but you know, they didn't look brilliant themselves. You know, it wasn't a case that they can come away thinking, oh, we should have won that. But you know, maybe they got a few reservations over their own performance, and quite rightly. But you know, I came away thinking, how the hell did they beat Stoke the week before? So I think you can't just, you know, on a pitch like that, I think you can't really say one team are there for the taking or the other team are, you know, are far, far better. I think, you know, it's who handles the conditions better, and I think City did that and Coventry didn't.
Jamie, what did you make of those comments?
Yeah, it was a bit funny. I thought, to be honest, if I was him, I'd have been more critical of his players, to be honest. I think, you know, having watched them at the start of the season when we played them, I thought, yeah, they're going to be up there, real promotion contender. Then watching them again on Saturday, I thought they did not look a team that Dave said had beaten a Premier League team the week before and that were challenging for automatic promotion. They're just really sloppy and wasteful, weren't they? I mean, they had some good build-up and some good play, and then they would just ruin it with the end product. So yeah, it was a strange comment. I don't know if there was some sort of mind game behind it, but you know, I think it, like as Dave said, it was a game where with that pitch, you know, it was always going to be a scrappy affair, and it was whoever took their chances in the end, and City did that better, you know, albeit it was a goalkeeping howler. But I did feel overall that, yeah, Exeter City were going to win that game and see it out, which they did brilliantly once again.
City there for the taking?
I think, I suspect that he's probably sort of talking about that the second half in particular. City sort of sat back a little bit, and you know, they defended really well, but they mainly defended more than you know, trying to, you know, to kill the game. James Stockley was almost in his own postcode a lot of the time with, you know, no real support, particularly in the second half. So he's probably thinking, this is a side who were, they were sitting back, they were defending, they were letting us have chances. I think they had a lot more, you know, shots on goal during the game, not many of them not actually very good, and quite a few actually didn't even stay in the ground, but they were having their chances and just didn't take them, and they didn't really, you know, create what they should have done. So he's sort of thinking, you know, if they played better, they probably, you know, Coventry probably could have got an equaliser in that game, but I don't, over, you know, over the course of 90 minutes, they didn't really do enough really to deserve anything out of it. I mean, City, it wasn't a brilliant performance, but they did enough. They got the goal, they had chances to get, you know, to get a second, and then as the game changed in the second half, they just sat back, they defended, and you know, killed the game off. And it's just, I think it's must form a just bit of frustration from Mark Robbins that his side didn't play up to the standards that he would have hoped. There's a mistake, you know, it's a completely avoidable goal for them to concede. It's a howler from the keeper, and you know, their front, they've got an experienced, you know, strikers who should be, you know, doing, you know, should perform better and should have taken the chances that they created. And, you know, be looking at that side and thinking so many of our players didn't play to the potential that they had. And, you know, just, you know, obviously sit on the dropping down the table as well. It's just frustration, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, I mean, looking ahead, you, well, Notts County this weekend for City, you've alluded already to City's strong home form, less impressive away form, I think, to put it diplomatically. I mean, you know, can they reverse it this weekend? And if so, how do they? I mean, you go to the away games as well. I mean, how do they reverse it, perhaps more prominently?
I think they've just got to be a bit more adaptable. You know, at times recently they have been almost setting up the same way they do at home and away, which, you know, isn't really brilliant. You know, the way they set up at home is fine on a pitch like they've got at St James Park. But when you go to a place that's got a better pitch, you know, you're perhaps being a little too unadventurous by not by playing one up front and, you know, keeping compact. So, you know, a little more adjustable, a little more adventurous away from home, you know, giving Jaden Stockley some much needed support up front. I think that can only serve to help. I think Saturday will be a big test because Notts County are a good side. We've already seen this this season, and it's, you know, it's a big game as well. But I think this is the sort of game that could suit City, you know, with the attacking players they've got, like Lee Holmes and Ryan Harley and Jaden Stockley. They can sort of almost hit Notts County on the break a little more, and, you know, perhaps I've just said about being more adventurous, but perhaps play on the counter a little. And sort of try and soak up pressure and then sort of hit Notts County on the break. The other times they tried to do that are against teams like Chesterfield and Crawley, teams they should be expecting to beat, so that they perhaps risk too much by being adventurous. But Saturday they can perhaps, you know, I mean Paul Tisdale, speaking to him on Monday morning, said that they weren't really under any pressure going into this week and they had nothing to lose, and I think that's perhaps the right attitude to take with their away form at the moment.
Mm. Jamie, what do you reckon? Do you agree with David there?
Yeah, I think given last season, obviously it's a complete contrast with home and away form compared to last season, but went to a few away games last campaign, and I think the most impressive thing was the counter-attack. I think that's perhaps where the games were won for City, because it was so quick going forward with Ollie Watkins and David Wheeler. Perhaps don't have that as much this season. Mentioned it before, the lack of, you know, pace. We've got Jake Taylor and had Kyle Edwards, Lee Holmes, but other than that, there's not too much in that team. So I think that was maybe the thing that did it from last season, where they were happy to, you know, let the home team have more of the ball, and keep it tight and compact at the back, and then just break forward, and that paid dividend last season. So maybe try and do that a bit more. Yeah, it's a difficult one because obviously, you know, Tisdale's opted for Stockley up front, and we've seen it in a few games away from home, like Yeovil, when he was just so isolated up there. You know, he's just winning the balls, but there's no one out there to support him. So, like David said, perhaps be a bit more attacking, perhaps stick Matt Jay or Liam McAlinden alongside him to run onto those balls. But yeah, it's certainly something that needs working quickly, because it's, you know, it's worrying their way from five or six losses on the bounce.
Five losses on the bounce.
Yeah, yeah, which obviously needs improving. You're not going to be up there at the end of the season if you just rely on your home form. So, you know, it's obviously going to be a tough game at Notts County. You know, they're doing so well. I think they've actually lost at home this season in the league. I might be wrong. If they have, it's once or twice. So it's going to be a hugely difficult task. So, yeah, perhaps, I think that's why I say just perhaps play on the counter a bit more and just try and get more attack and prowess in the team, because it's been lacking a bit lately.
Mm. I did find myself earlier today wondering where City would finish if they lost every away game in the league and but won every home game. So that would be enough to keep them in the playoffs or not, I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, Dan, how big a game do you think it's? I mean, Tis saying nothing to lose this week. I mean, is that kind of how you see it as well?
But not so much, because obviously, particularly given how tight it is at the minute. I mean, in the, you know, okay, you're probably not expecting to win the game, and it's probably, you know, if you're plotting your route to the end of the season, where are we going to get the points to get in, you know, into the playoffs, and where are we going to get them to get automatic? You'd probably write, you might write down, okay, we lose this one, and, you know, and then we pick up the points somewhere else. But it's just, you sort of feel it, you know, you always want to stay in that, in those playoff spots, if you can. You don't want to drop down, you don't want to be chasing it too much, and then, you know, particularly then it becomes a sixth away defeat in a row. The next away game is Luton, and you sort of look at that one and go, that's going to be really tough to get something from. And then, you know, then you may be in a position where you've lost seven in a row on the road, and that sort of doesn't, you know, sort of gets into the kind of territory where you know then start thinking, well, we're going to have to do something completely different just to, you know, try and get a win, and, you know, and then that doesn't work, and, you know, so they've almost, you know, they've got to try and, you know, stop that rot, so to speak, and just get a point somewhere on the way from home, pick up a win if you can. And obviously, you know, Notts County have just stumbled a bit. I think they're about 6 points ahead now. So, you know, if you can go there and win, you know, then all of a sudden you're looking, actually there might be two automatic spots up for grads rather than just the one, because, you know, I think we all think Luton are going to go up, and they're going to go up as champions, and you can almost forget about them. But Notts County are not that far ahead that, you know, they're not, you know, catchable. And, you know, if you lose, you almost feel, well, that probably the end of, you know, your chances second have gone. But if you can beat them, then they're back within a win of you. You've taken points off them. You know, the form's back, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the momentum, you know, at the start of the season sort of comes back a little bit. So it's a, you know, it's a kind of game that, you know, if they were to lose, it's, you know, it's probably not too unexpected and might not be too costly if they win the games that they should win. But it's the kind of game that if you could win, it would be a huge win for, you know, not just, you know, Exeter, but for all the clubs around there, dragging Notts County back and, you know, giving you two spots to aim at rather than just one.
Mm, yeah. I guess one of the concerning things about away form, I say this as an Aston Villa fan, when our last few seasons in the Premiership were all about, you know, it was only our home form that kind of kept us anywhere near the, you know, the Premier League, to be honest. But I also wonder, sometimes you lose two or three on the bounce, and that's kind of understandable, but as soon as you start losing four, five, six, teams become aware of that, don't they? And they really start targeting you whenever you kind of go to their places. So, yeah, I guess City will be keen to avoid that. David, you caught up with Lloyd James. Let's have a listen to what he had to say about the game coming up.
I thought it was a very tough game. I thought we battled well. I think we deserved the win. I thought you could see, like, the effort the lads put in. I thought the defending was, like, in both boxes, defending box and attacking. I thought we were fantastic. And I think you need that to win games like today.
And, you know, an important win against a fellow promotion competitor.
Yeah, obviously we got a win, and it takes us above them, but it's still a long way to go, so we need to keep working hard. And as we know, we've got a few tough games coming up.
And, you know, next week, Notts County, the game sort of, there is this run at the moment, isn't there, where there's, you know, loads of sort of contenders that you've got to face.
Yeah, like I just mentioned, we've got some tough games coming up, but we'll relish it, and we're looking forward to playing the top teams, as you were, and it gives us a chance to show how good we are.
And how did you find it out there?
Say that again?
How did you find it out there?
Yeah, I thought it was tough. I think the pitch is very tough, but I thought we played the pitch well. But like I said, we got the 3 points, and I think we deserved them.
And obviously you came off the bench against West Brom and impressed off the bench, so you must have been pleased to get the start today.
Yeah, look, you get your head down when you're not in the team, and all you can do is work hard and try and get your place back. The lads have been fantastic, and that's all you have to do, and that's what gets you back in the team, is, like I said.
And I guess with wins and performances like today, you know, it's a case of now other players getting the shirt back off you, isn't it, in a way? And, you know, you kept the shirt now, haven't you?
Oh, I'm not too sure about that. Every game's different. Obviously, the manager will pick what he feels best for the right game. So all you can do is work hard and like you said, try and keep your place. But we've got a fantastic change room, some good players, and Abode as well in the forthcoming games.
And obviously Paul Tisdale has sort of mentioned the fact that players might be coming in the transfer window. I mean, do you as a player pay any attention to that, or, you know, do you just sort of focus out on the pitch?
We just have to focus on the pitch and leave that to the manager. We all want to work hard, and we all got the same goal at the end of the day. So if we bring transfers in, then fantastic. If we don't, then we've got a great bunch of lads.
And fifth home win in a row in the league, you know, you must be pleased about that as well.
Yeah, our home form has been excellent. We just need to hopefully change that next week on our away form.
And do you have any ideas about how you have to go about doing that, or, you know, is it just...
Yeah. More performances like today, working hard, I think everyone put their bodies on the line, and we'll do that next week, and show the character that we do have, and hopefully that'll bode us well.
Right, that was Lloyd James there. Just finishing notes to end up on, Dave. Well, predictions, David, I'll start with you.
I'll go 2-2 repeat of last season. Mm.
Jamie?
I don't think I've ever predicted a loss on this, yeah. But given City's away form and where Notts County are in the league, fortunately, can only see a defeat, so I'm going to go for a 2-0 defeat.
Yeah. Sadly, going to have to join Jamie on this one. I think it's going to be a tough game, and I kind of expect Notts County to come away with a win, maybe sort of 2-1, tight game. But if City can score first and hold on, then it might be a very different game.
Yeah. Well, let's fingers crossed. Next week, we're talking about. A different sort of storyline, more optimistic one on that. Anyway, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll be back next time for another edition of Grecian's Gossip.